Hey, it's me, K-Mac. What's good, gang? You're listening to Pass the Jose Podcast, episode 17. Hello, friend. I hope you have your water, your tequila, or whatever it is you're drinking, because it is time to pass the motherfucking Jose. In today's episode, I just wanted to really sit down and chit chat with you guys about where I am right now. In episode 12, I talked to you guys a lot about my summer, how I felt like I was finally free, and the sensation of free falling that I was doing over the last few months. So in today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about where I am currently, dating life updates, what I'm doing to reach and achieve my goals. So yeah, let's get right into it. So like I said, in episode 12, I told you guys that basically over the summer, I was really very much in this free floating, free falling state of mind. I feel like the pandemic and life overall had basically beaten me over the head, and I was in a pulp basically, and I really just needed time to let go and let loose, and that's exactly what I did. But since making that episode, and over the last 2 months, really, September was really what sparked it for me. I attempted to do a no drinking challenge in September, which really was focused on me just cutting back on binge drinking, because every single time I was going out, I was just binging so hard. Coming back from Cabo, I think it threw everyone into a frenzy, and we were all just trying to regain our footing after getting back from that trip and having so much fun. So I really put a lot of focus on not trying to drink, not trying to go out as much. Going into October, that really shifted for me as well, especially because at the end of the month, I actually did start grad school. So I'm pursuing a master's in communications, strategic communications, if we're being specific, just to help me with my future endeavors and goals, and to really just know that in no way, shape, or form, no one can ever take your education away. So no matter what I do, I will always have a master's degree to fall back on for me and my daughter, provide security. So that is the true intention of me going back to school. So since being back into school and the weather cooling down, your girl is in full hibernation mode. When I tell you guys that I literally have no time for anything, I feel like I barely have enough time to breathe. I wake up every day between 6:30 and 7 a.m. and I'm literally going all day until 11 p.m. There is no time for me to breathe. Luckily, Grayson has started school, so I think that that's going to take a lot of pressure. She is only in a part-time program, like a half a day, three times a week program. However, I do think that that will provide me with space to sit down and really have focus time, because as you guys know too, I shared that I have ADHD, so that focus time is very much necessary for me in order to get things done. So what has changed since I've opened this new chapter in my life? The new year is coming up. I think we're like 50 odd days away from 2022. And hearing that news was really eye-opening for me, and like, oh shit, like I have so many goals and things that I want to accomplish. But last year I decided that instead of setting my goals up for the new year, I set them up basically by my birthday. So my birthday is in June. So next month will make it officially like 6 months until my 27th birthday. So I've been pondering a lot about what kind of woman do I want to be? Like, what kind of person do I want to be by time my birthday rolls around in June? I don't want to be the same person that I am at 26, and I want to see like exponential growth. So I've been focusing a lot on my goals and staying focused. I haven't been going out as much. When I am out, come 11 or 12 o'clock, your girl is tired. I went out to dinner the other day and we were there and I went to the bathroom with my sister and I was just like, bro, like, is it 11 o'clock yet? And she was like, oh, it's almost, like, we have 20 minutes. And she was like, why? And I was like, girl, all of a sudden I'm tired. I swear to you now, it was 10:58. I looked at her. I was like, girl, we got to go now. And she was like, why? Are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm literally going to fall asleep if we do not get out of here. So that's pretty much like where I've been. Even as far as like my drinking habits have changed drastically, I really cannot stomach the thought of taking a shot. I cannot stomach the thought of drinking any hard liquor. I love me some Coronas. I can drink a Corona and feel completely content and fulfilled by my one little beer. Even I've noticed like my habits have changed before. Like I would still binge drink Coronas previously, but that has changed a lot now. Like I think last night I had a Corona and I popped it open and I didn't even feel like drinking it. I took a few sips and I was okay with like tossing the rest and being like, you know what, you don't have to finish it just because you opened it. So respecting my boundaries around drinking as well. And I think that that's helping me a lot mentally to stay focused and not feel so groggy in the morning, and just staying focused on my fitness goals as well is cutting out all the drinking, late nights, partying, and making sure that I'm sticking to my schedule so that I can stick to my goals, so that I can stick to my routine and achieve things. So I know a lot of you are probably like, okay, so you cut out drinking, you cut out partying, like, you know, you're focused on your goals. Like, what does that actually look like? So I am a super type A person, and I finally broke down. I told myself, like, look, if you're going to get serious about your goals, if you're going to take school seriously, like, you need to invest in an iPad. And I don't know if you've seen that TikTok where the guy's like, oh, I need an iPad, because it seems like everybody who has an iPad has their life together. I shit you not, since I've gotten this iPad, my life has come full circle. I feel like my shit is more together than it has ever been, and I feel so organized and so complete. And I'm like, is this fucking iPad the only thing that I've needed for the last 2 years of my life in order for me to organize it? Like, there's no fucking way that this iPad has saved me like this. So I ended up getting an iPad, like I said, and I downloaded GoodNotes, and I was able to build out different spreadsheets in Excel or Google Sheets or whatever. And I also use a project planner like Trello to help me manage my content, my digital planner on my GoodNotes app on my iPad. Also has like different day setups or whatever for my day. So I'm actually having to go through and plan out my day. It has a hourly schedule along with a like week by week schedule, which I really enjoy because I'm able to map out my exact day of like when I need to be switching tasks, when I need to be doing what, when I have meetings, when I have appointments, and I'm able to visibly see like where my time is going. So last week I spent the entire week of the first day I tried to plan it out, it didn't go as planned. So I try to leave it blank and then fill it in at the end of the day so that I could better map out my days and see where my time is actually going. And it has been a life-changing thing for me to see how I am spending my time and where I am spending my time. When I have Grayson at home, it is so hard, so difficult for me to actually complete tasks. Like, my time is limited. I am literally jumping from one thing to the next. Like, there is not a second in my day that is not being spent doing something. And for me, that has changed a lot of my viewpoints around the relationships and the people that I surround myself with. And it has affected my dating life because I just don't have the space for bullshit. Like, when I have free time now, like, I want to rest. I want to be left alone. Unless you are a super valuable person to me and I care about you, will I only have the space or make time for you to come into my life, because I cannot be rocked off of my goals. I set my goals pretty high over the next 6 months. I just realized that I'm doing a lot to be 26. Like, I have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment, you know, my own car. I take care of my daughter. We have fucking health insurance. Like, come on. Like, I have a good job. I have my own business. I'm doing a podcast. I do Instagram. Like, not to flex on myself, but I'm just saying that I do have to give myself grace when I set my goals, but I know that I could be doing so much more with my life, and I want to be doing so much more in the woman that I want to become. I don't want to just be strong and that I can just get through anything that comes my way. I want to be seen as successful, which means that not only did I overcome obstacles, but like, I went above and beyond to overcome them. Like, I really became my best self. And to truth be told, I don't know if it's just because I'm coming up on almost 2 years of being single-ish. I was kind of in a situationship over the summer up until more so recently where it ended, just because we are on different paths basically and out of alignment with a lot of things. I'm the type of person, I would much rather be by myself than settle for a situation that is not working out to my highest good or has the best interest in my heart. So I'm very much back on my celibacy journey, very much back on my dating detox journey. I truly just don't have the time. Granted, like, I really am wanting to enter that next phase of my life of like, I'm about to be 27. I want to figure out what it takes to buy a house. What does it take for me to get the car of my dreams? What does it take? Like, what do I need to do? What do I need to achieve to become the woman that I need to be in order to be a good wife? Thinking about extra children. I never thought I would say that, but like, I really am in a space where my daughter's getting older and I do want her to have siblings. And I feel myself just being very intentional about all of my relationships, all of my friendships, all of anything, of anyone that enters my life, the media that I'm consuming. I'm back in this bag that I was in maybe like honestly like this time last year, which I find is so odd because it seems like everyone has cycles. And I'm noticing that my cycle is very much like summertime is a time that I seem to always let loose and have the most fun. And then come fall through almost summer again is when I work the hardest and I'm in my bag super heavily and I go towards my goals and my dreams super like seriously. And so right now how I plan out my goals is I really shoot for the fucking stars. I shoot for the moon. Like I said, I have really high goals for the next 6 months. And how I break it down, so I map out, like I mapped out on my handy dandy iPad with my iPad pencil and all the colors that I can use. I literally love it so much. Oh my god. But yeah, so I sat down and I mapped out, who do I want to be in 6 months? Like, who do I envision myself being at 27? And I wrote down an entire list of things like traits, characteristics that I want to achieve and be better at and bettering like who I am as a person. But then I also had the material things and small goals that I wish to accomplish around money and financials and career kind of stuff. So if I pretty much stay consistent with my master's degree and I get the good grades that I need to be getting, I will potentially be graduating over the summer, if not fall of next year. So really focusing down on those kind of things. And then once I write down the bigger picture of the goals, I've been breaking it down. I break it down month by month, then week by week, and then day by day. I say it a lot on my Instagram, and I think it goes over a lot of people's heads when I say do something every day that brings you closer to your goal, because there truly are very small actions that you can do every day that leads you closer to your weekly goal to meet your monthly goal, which reaches your 6 month goal. And so for me, that could be like, don't spend money on plants or don't spend money on Uber Eats, like cook dinner, learn a new recipe because I would definitely want to learn how to cook better. That could be like making sure I'm posting on Instagram and engaging, or studying for class. And then it's also like writing out a script for my podcast. Maybe it's not doing the whole script or figuring out the entire idea, but it's coming up with the title. Maybe it's coming up with maybe 3 or 4 important points that I want to touch on in the podcast. Maybe it's editing the old podcast or something like that, where it's like there's something every single day that can bring you closer to your goals. And once you have more clarity in this life, I'm really finding that you are able to act on so many opportunities that present themselves because you're completely clear on what you want to do and who you want to be. And it also seems like those opportunities present themselves a lot more, but I think it's just due to clarity. Like, these opportunities are always there, but when you're unclear of like who you want to be and where you want to go, you don't notice them as frequently. So definitely focusing down on that and really getting clear of like, K-Mac, like, you're not 21 anymore. You're not in your early 20s. Like, you are truly in the latter half of your 20s. I read this book, The Defining Decade, shortly after I had my daughter. I was around 22, and that was like a life-changing book, which I think has led me to be in the place that I'm in, because it made me unfearful to try things. It made me very unfearful to fail. I've done a wide array of things in my 20s. I've had multiple businesses, tried different things, sold different products, had multiple different Instagram personalities or whatever the heck. And all of it's due to this book that I read, where she was like, your 20s are literally your time to fuck around, try things, have fun, but also like gain clarity on your 20s, so that by the time you're 30, like, you're not waking up scrambling trying to become like an overnight success. So it's like doing all the things now and building up towards it and working towards like your values overall. Like, if you hold true in your values and you work towards that and you stay in alignment with your values, like, by the time you're 30 or 40 or 50, like, you're not going to be sitting around wondering who you are or where you lost yourself because you spent all of your 20s like redefining the person that you wish to be. And I highly recommend anyone in their 20s or even in their early 30s to read it. It's called The Defining Decade. I love the hard copy. I have that book highlighted. I've read that book 1, 2, 3 times. I always go back to it. I love picking it up and finding different post-it notes or annotations that I've written in the book just as a reminder of like, keep going. Like, you don't have to have everything figured out in your 20s, but work towards what you want to figure out so that you can eventually get it figured out by time you're 30. Because I refuse to wake up at 30 and be fucking confused about who I am. I'm sure I will at some points feel unsure about things, but the basis of it all is like, I don't want to. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I just wanted to sit down and chat with you guys because I do feel like it's important to have these conversations, these open and transparent conversations, because everything can seem so perfect on social media and it's not. Because I definitely was in a space of like, I have no idea who I am. I have no idea what's going on a couple months ago. And over the last 2 months, I've done the work to journal every day, to set small habits like making my bed, trying to clean, setting up cleaning schedules to realign myself with my higher good, so that I can show up every day and be the woman that I desire. And it's like, what does that woman look like? She is strong, she's successful, she's intelligent, she's organized, she's kind, she's caring, she's loving, she's lovable, she's respected, she's respecting to other people, and all of these other different traits. But she's a hard worker, she's ambitious, she goes after her goals. And I found myself at the end of the summer, just really in this space of like, I'm just so freaking comfortable. But I had to look at myself and say, like, you're only comfortable because you worked so hard. Like, it is okay to take a break, and then you're not a bad person for taking time to yourself and enjoying everything that you worked so hard for. But now I'm back at the place of like, okay, I am comfortable. I am secure within my job. I have a stable place to live. I have a comfortable place to live that I am proud of and that I love. Now, what's next? Like, what are the bigger things? Like, what other things do you value beyond this? And as far as relationships, what's kind of transforming me to go back into a celibacy state is there, when you are just out here sleeping around and dating around and doing all this other stuff, there is so much energy that goes into it. I definitely think it's necessary in our 20s to experience that kind of freedom, that kind of funness and the carefreeness of just dating different people and having a roster and running a roster. But I can also say that, like, though it didn't take a lot of energy out of me, you do spend a lot of your time doing that. And I'm very much in a space of like, if you can't fit into my schedule, like, willingly, if you don't have intentions of like wanting to get married, not maybe off the first date, but like, that's not where you are in your space of life, like, you're just out here just looking for the next thing to suck you and fuck you, like, that's not me, because that's not what I'm looking for. And that's not in alignment with the type of woman that I want to become. And that's not the type of woman that I want to be. And I'm realizing that it's taking a lot of overall, I'm a very free spirited person. And I think that for me on social media, it comes across in like a risque kind of like, oh, she's just out here, she's just popping pussy. But like, I'm really not. Like, I'm a very, pretty much like a very wholesome person. Like, I don't really be out here doing a lot of stuff with people. Like, I'm the type of girl that I can go out when I'm in the club and partying and stuff. Like, I'm not worried about dick. Like, I'm in the corner drinking my drink, getting drunk with my friends, and I'm completely okay with going home. Like, I'm not that girl that's like, oh my God, I drank some tequila, so I need some dick. Like, no, I'm very much content within myself. I've been lonely, I guess, before because of my previous celibacy, that dating and men and sex just like is not a big priority to me in my life. Like, that's not a big thing that I worry about. But I am finding that, like, I know what I want and I know what I'm worthy of and I know my value, and I just can't continue to give my time, myself, my energy to people who are not contributing to my higher good. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I feel like it's ass backwards for me to be working so hard towards my higher goals, but then putting myself in situations and environments with people who don't have the best interests of heart for me. Like, they have bad intentions, or like, they're willing to lie to me or mislead me in order to get what they want. And I just feel like that's toxic and it's not in alignment with who I am. I can say that you guys heard my single mother podcast, and it's definitely like one of those things where I'm like, damn, like if I stop dating again, like how am I ever going to meet somebody? Like how am I ever going to get into this relationship that I want? And like, what am I going to do? So I did purchase this book. It's like 31 days of prayers for my future husband. I got it on Amazon. One of my Instagram influencer friends posted the wife version that he was like recommended by someone. And I was like, oh, I'm copying this like 110%. I'm not a very religious person, but thankfully like the book is not super religious based. Like it talks about, you know, it doesn't say father, it says you and God, but I'm able to translate it into a way that it's important to me. And I'm really enjoying the book because it gives you a daily prayer to read, but then it also gives you a space, like 2 pages of space to write down the kind of person you wish to have, or it says like to write a prayer for your future husband or whatever. So I feel like in this book so far, I think I'm like, what's today's date? Like we're like 6 days in to this book, and I just highlight the important parts as I'm reading the prayer. And I feel like it has been so reaffirming that the things that I have requested or the things that I wish to have in my future husband are not outlandish things to find in someone, because from the first prayer that I wrote, I swear to you not, day after day, an attribute or a trait of that person is listed in the next day prayer. And I have been shook. I'm like, I just wrote about communication yesterday. How is today's prayer about communication? Like there is no way. And I haven't went through and like read each prayer. I literally open it to the day and just let it, whatever happens, shock me. But I am finding so much value because it is reaffirming the kind of man, the kind of partner that I wish to have. And it's like reaffirming to me to know that like what I'm looking for is not crazy, but it's also setting that standard for me of like, what do I need to work on in order to continue to build myself up to become this woman that a man like that would desire? Because I feel like a lot of the time we have all of these wishes and commands that we want from somebody else, but are we able to show up and reciprocate the same energy? And a lot of times we are not. And in this book, I'm realizing like, okay, in my past situation too, I'm realizing like, I'm not always the problem, but I definitely know that I need to move differently. So I've been, you know, thinking of like overall value in general of like what I can bring to other people's lives, whether it's like this podcast, for example, Instagram, like where I'm like, I want to be like this person, but what value am I bringing people? Like, I don't want people to come to my Instagram. I don't want people to come to my podcast. I don't want them to see me in real life and just like, I'm just a lump on the log. Like, yeah, sure, she takes cute pictures, but like, what else is she giving me? Yeah, she has a podcast, but like, what the fuck is she even talking about? Like, am I walking away from this with value? And I really overall just want to empower the people around me and uplift them and motivate them to be better. And I'm learning how to do that better, how to communicate that better, whether that's like transitioning the kind of photos that I'm taking, how I'm writing my captions, how frequently I show up. I've had to switch up my podcast content for the last half of the year because I'm like, this just isn't in alignment with me. It's not in alignment with the kind of person I want to be. Like, I want to be able to share and be my authentic self with you guys because I want you all to feel like you can come to me and show up. And when you see me, like, be your authentic self too. Like, I don't want anyone to ever come in contact with me and feel like they have to fake be somebody in order to appease me. Like, I want people who show up in my life or people who are in my life to feel whole or at least find a sense of wholeness when they encounter me or interact with me in any shape, form, or whatever, like whether that's on the internet, in real life, or just hearing me through some headphones or whatever the fuck. Like, I just want people to feel like a sense of calm, a sense of like security when they're interacting with me. And it's just like, that has been like where my mindset is, because I feel so at peace with like life almost. Like, I had this like reaffirming sense of like, everything is okay. Everything's happening the way that it needs to happen. Like, things are lining up for you. And if you just keep moving forward, you keep pressing forward, you keep doing the things that you need to do, like, everything's going to continue to fall into place, because that's how things have always been. And I think I talked before in one of my past episodes about how important it is not to push against things. Like, when you feel like that resistance or that friction in a situation where maybe things just aren't working out, no matter which way you turn it, no matter how hard you try to work towards it, whether that's a relationship, a friendship, a job, but it just seems like it's not a good fit. You got to just let that shit go and let it just not be a good fit. Like, things should not be that difficult. Like, there are definitely hardships in life, and relationships and friendships are worth fighting for. But if it's like time after time and time again, that shit is just not working, the shit is more than likely not going to work. And you are standing in your own way from your highest good and your own destiny by trying to keep making some shit work that's not meant to work. And so I'm very much in a space where, like, I feel like I'm finally able to, like, let go of things and not harbor things. I feel like I'm at peace. Like, I've done a good amount of healing. I'm full of self-love. I'm full of self-worth. I know my worth. I know my value. And I don't internalize a lot of shit that people say or how they feel about me. I'm able to communicate effectively my feelings. Like, there is, knock on wood, no drama surrounding me right now, child. And I love it. Like, I'm so blessed and so grateful for the people that I have in my life right now. And I think it all just came from that free falling that I had over the summer, where it's like, without that letting loose, that, like, being free and experiencing it, like, I wouldn't be able to be in this space right now where I'm able to focus on my goals. I'm able to break down 6 months to a month to a week to a day to the fucking hour, quite honestly, of, like, what I want to achieve and where I want to go. So I'm saying all that to say to you, like, don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to, you know, if the fucking friction is keeps frictioning and it's not working, don't be afraid to let it go, because what's meant for you will never miss you. And if it's meant for you, it will always come back, and you never have to second guess it the second time around. You know, I say that lightly because, child, sometimes these demons love coming back just to give you a test to see if you're really ready. But yeah, so I'm just saying, like, you know, don't be afraid. I know the end of the year is coming close, but I always say, like, focus on the type of person you want to be by your next birthday. I feel like that's the most important thing. You know, I'm single. I'm coming up on 2 years of single. I'm going to do an episode of things that I've learned over the last 2 years of me being single, and I guess more in detail of, like, what exactly I'm looking for. But I highly recommend reading The Defining Decade, whether you do an audiobook or an, like, a digital book, whatever you do. Like, if you are in your 20s, early 30s, read that book. I promise it's life-changing. And also, if you're interested in, like, manifesting a future partner or seeing, like, what a husband and the traits, maybe you're confused of, like, what a good man looks like, a good woman looks like, and the values that they should have and honor, definitely look into The 31 Prayers for My Future Husband or Future Wife, because 10 out of 10. And yeah, friend, that's all. I just wanted to give, like, another update to tell you guys about where I am in this new chapter, like, what's actually going on, because I shared a lot about, like, previously and where I was, but I felt like you deserved a where I am currently and what the fuck is happening with me. If you're seeing changes, you know, seeing mental changes, Instagram content changes, things like that, overall, that's just wanted to share where the heck I am in my new chapter. So I'm really excited to continue to work towards my goals over the next 6 months and put in the work to become the best me. And I'm challenging you to do a 6-month challenge with me starting in December to see where we can be by fucking June. Because I promise, all it takes is like 6 months, right? Isn't that what they say? 6 months to be in a completely different place. So get clear on who you want to be, get clear on where you want to be, the kind of person you want to be. Like, what does the best person to you look like, and how can you become that person? Because you freaking deserve it. Like, you literally deserve to live your dream life, and you deserve to be the best you possible, and you deserve to experience the life that you were put on this earth to experience, like, without any negative shit. Okay, like, you do not have to suffer, you do not have to struggle, you do not have to be sad. Like, shit happens all the time, and we will experience these emotions as humans, but you deserve to live your dream life. Like, you deserve to get out of your own way and go after it and get after it. So with that being said, friend, I appreciate you. I'm so thankful to have you on this next chapter, next journey with me, and I will see you in the next one. And that is all for today's episode. Show me that you're listening. Take a quick screenshot and share it over on Instagram, and be sure to tag me at @HeyIt'sMeKMac, because I would love to share you on my story. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be so kind and leave me a 5-star review, because it will help your girl out. And bitch, I hope you took that motherfucking shot because it is time to pass the Jose. Bye-bye, Alkies.